Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight a wonderful show. Julie London, we'll have Errol Garner, we'll have Nat King Cole, the Andrew Sisters, and many more, so stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Ralph Martiri, from Michael Bublé, and here's Dinah Washington and Makin' Whoopee.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season. Another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous and he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Suppose I fail. The judge says, ha, right into jail. You'd better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Say it's a whole lot cheaper than making whoopee.
Feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you. I'm more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try. The more I see you, more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, free you, and my heart won't try. No. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try. The more I see you, I gotta have you.
the big band sound of Ralph Martiri and his orchestra, and a song from Larry Clinton from 1939 called In a Persian Market. We heard from Michael Bublé at his best, and the song was The More I See You, a Mack Gordon, Harry Warren tune. And this was On the Hit Parade by Dick Hames and Harry James in 1945. And we started with Dinah Washington and a great rendition of Makin' Whoopee, Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson tune. And we had a birthday, Dinah Washington, born on this day back in 1924, best known for her song of What a Difference a Day Made. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. It was on this day back in 1943 that Paul Whiteman Presents, a summertime radio replacement show, was heard for the last time. Hostess on the show was Dinah Shore. Whiteman's 35-piece orchestra serenaded listeners on the NBC radio network. His theme, you may remember, was Rhapsody in Blue. And Charles G. Kahn of Elkhart, Indiana, patented the metal clarinet on this week back in 1889. More than 100 years later, the name Kahn still represents one of the most popular musical instrument names, especially for clarinets. And on this week back in 1939, Red Barber announced the first televised baseball game on New York's WXBS. The Brooklyn Dodgers and our Cincinnati Reds played a doubleheader for that occasion. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. We're going to have the Andrews Sisters coming up. We'll have the Pied Pipers. And right now, it's Benny Goodman and Blue Lou.
is that? Man, that really spins my hat. Does it sound like boogie woogie? 'Cause it's really got a beat. Seems to us that it's in four. Let us hear it just once more. Come on and latch onto that rhythm, because a solid four's my meat. Some folks like to hear 8-beat rhythm. I don't go for that stuff no more. Anytime you really want to send me, bounce me, brother, with a solid four. Come on in, the whole place is jumping. Everybody's out on the floor. If you want to keep the rhythm pumping, bounce me, brother, with a solid four. The boogie woogie was never like this. We got a new beat that no one can miss. If boogie woogie sent you like I think it did, four to the bar will flip your lid. Move the tables and roll the rug up. Shut the windows and lock the door. While I try to dig the little brown jug up, bounce me, brother, with a solid four. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Before. Clang, 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 the saying, bounce me, brother, with a solid four. The boogie woogie was never like this. We got a new beat that no one can miss. If boogie woogie sent you like I think it did, four to the bar will flip your lid. Move the tables and roll the rug up. Shut the windows and lock the door. While I try to dig the little brown jug up, bounce me, brother, with a solid four.
That, of course, was the Andrews Sisters and a great little bouncy thing called Me Bounce Me Brother with a Solid Four, written by Don Ray and Huey Prince. Before that, the number one song from 1945, it was a Johnny Mercer tune. He wrote the words and the music to Dream, and it was done here by the Pied Pipers. We heard from Benny Goodman and an Edgar Sampson Irving Mills tune from 1935 called Blue Lou. And saxophonist, arranger, and composer Edgar Sampson, born on this week back in 1907. He played with the early Duke Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, Rex Stewart, and Chick Webb bands. He was one of the most widely heard but least celebrated writers of music from the swing era. His classics included When Dreams Come True, Stompin' at the Savoy, Don't Be That Way, and the one we just heard, Blue Lou. Well, it was on this week back in 1883 that a first of a series of increasingly violent explosions occurred on the Indonesian island of Krakatoa. On the morning of the next day, the world's largest explosion was heard some 3,000 miles away. This volcanic island exploded, spewing 5 cubic miles of earth into the air, some 20 miles high, created a tidal wave up to 120 feet high, killed 36,000 people, and caused atmospheric and oceanic changes over a period of many years. And on this week back in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States was ratified and gave women the right to vote. Imagine that. And on this week back in 1957, the Ford Motor Company rolled out the first Edsel automobile. 110,000 of these cars were built before Ford pulled the plug due to lack of sales. The car was named Edsel for the company's founder's son, Edsel Ford. Let's get back to more music now. On Swing, coming up, it'll be Julie London. We'll have Errol Garner. Right now, it's Nat King Cole and Thou Swell.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, I would kiss me pretty, I would hold my hand, both thine eyes are cute to what they do me. I hear me holler, I choose a sweet lullaby for losing thee. I feel so rich and hot for two rooms, a kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me not a lot of, just a plot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand. I would kiss me pretty, I would hold my hand. Jesus, we love losing thee. I feel so rich and hot for two rooms, a kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me not a lot of, just a plot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou pretty, thou swell, thou sweet, thou witty, thou grand.
Thank you. only because you're near me.
Julie London from her CD called Julie Is Her Name. It's a Dorothy Fields Jimmy McHugh tune called I'm in the Mood for Love from a film called Every Night at 8. This made popular way back when by Little Jack Little and his orchestra. Before that, it was Errol Garner from his CD called Concert by the Sea, recorded at Carmel, California. It was I'll Remember April, written by Don Ray and Gene DePaul. It was in a film called Ride 'em Cowboy, which I believe was Abbott and Costello. And we started with Nat King Cole, a Rodgers and Hart tune called Thou Swell. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more good stuff to go coming up in the next 10 minutes. It'll be Tony Bennett. We'll have Billie Holiday. And here's Les Brown. And I'm glad I'm not young anymore.
You promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
Great Tony Bennett and a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937 from a film with Fred and Ginger called Shall We Dance? It was They Can't Take That Away From Me. We heard from Billie Holiday and a song, Words and Music, written by Irving Berlin called Remember. We started with Les Brown and a Lerner and Lowe tune called I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore. Alan J. Lerner, born on this week back in 1918. And some musical swing events coming up soon. On Sunday, the 30th of August, the Phil DeGreg Trio will be at the D. Felice Cafe in Covington from 5 till 8 p.m. Lee Stoller plays also the D. Felice Cafe in Covington every Thursday from 7 to 11 p.m. And on Saturday, September 5th, the Swingtime Big Band will be at the York Street Cafe in Covington from 7:30 to 11 p.m. On Thursday, the 10th of September, the Tom Doherty Orchestra will be at the Kenwood on Kenwood Road for the Swing Canteen from 7 to 9 p.m. And on Sunday, September 13th, the Blue Wisp Big Band will be at Xavier University. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Mary Ann McCall. We'll have Harry James, and here's Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and All or Nothing at All.
Here's something that we go back to the, probably the first thing I ever recorded in the Harry James days. Beautiful new arrangement by Nelson Riddle. All or nothing at all, half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, no, I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in-between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Please don't bring your lips close to my cheek. Don't you smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand leaves me weak. And my heart, it may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I'd be caught in the undertow. So you see, I gotta say no, no, all or nothing at all. If I fell under the spell of your call, I'd be caught in the undertow. So you see, I have got to say no, no, all or nothing at all, or nothing at all, or nothing at all. Nelson Riddle's marvelous arrangement of All or Nothing at All. Isn't that a great chart? Thank you.
I hadn't anyone till you. I was a lonely one till you. I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be someone in this wide world just made for me. Now I see I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love to you. And through my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone till you.
McCall with the Phil Moore Orchestra with a Ray Noble tune from 1938 called I Hadn't Anyone Till You. Ray Noble got it on the hit parade, as did Tommy Dorsey in 1938. Before that, Harry James wrote it, Harry James played it. It was Cotton Pickin'. And we started with Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle, a song recorded at Caesar's Palace in March of 1982 called All or Nothing at All, written by Jack Lawrence back in 1940. And this song was originally recorded in 1939 when Sinatra recorded this with the Harry James Band. But the tune failed to become a hit until 4 years later when Sinatra joined the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. It was on this week back in 1929 that the German airship Graf Zeppelin completed its historic round-the-world flight. And let's see, on this week back in 1941, The Great Gildersleeve, a spinoff of Fibber McGee and Molly, started on NBC Radio. And on this week back in, this is 1903, the first automobile trip from San Francisco to New York City. Now imagine that, 1903, a Packard made the trip in a short 52 days. I'm Bill Cartwright, you're listening to Swing. We have time for a couple more. Right now, it's a good one. It's Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle and All the Things You Are.
Kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breath breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are.
We're listening right now to a little bit of Stan Kenton and Eager Beaver. Before that, it was Dean Martin with Nelson Riddle and Mean to Me. And we started with Ella Fitzgerald, Nelson Riddle, a great rendition of All the Things You Are. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday nights between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.